Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Probably the biggest reaction we got to a story so far this year happened last week when Daniel was in touch and he spoke to Ali here on the programme. He told about his trauma of being in UHL. He was misdiagnosed with vertigo when in fact he was having a double stroke. Now, he was taken aback by the generosity of the people of Tipperary, and I'm delighted to say that Daniel joins us once again. Daniel, good morning to you.
Good morning, Fran, and thank you so much for having me on. I was very anxious to thank. It was a turning point in my post-traumatic stress that people were so good and that Clonmel Plumbing supplied a shower seat, which the HSE told me I could get on Amazon. And Peter Ryan from Newcastle, who came up here Good Friday and fitted all free of charge. The generosity and the kindness of strangers, you could say, or something else. Anna Ellison arranged it all. And I'm sure you would have done the same if you were there, but I regard Ellison as a star and, of course, Tipperary, Tip FM radio as a super. And you give so much service, public service to people and look after people and charities, everything. Well, you deserve the number one.
You're very kind. And Ali was so taken with your story. And when I listened back to it, the power of it, we got more reaction to your story than anything else so far this year, Daniel. People
really,
are really taken with it, yeah.
I was peppering to go because it did me good to get rid of it. It helped with my post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Yeah.
And confusion and all that. And this in 2024, a hospital, they didn't give a damn. I was going to make an excuse for them that it was St. Patrick's weekend. But there should be no excuse to treat me like an animal. And I'll tell you one thing as well, that the same lady from the HSE that came here, she said that she couldn't give me a shower. I'd get it on Amazon. And she said as well, to be a different story now, she said, if your incontinence would supply the pads.
My God.
Thank God I'm not. But I forgot to say, maybe you're thinking I am an animal. I have puppy pads here since the last litter of pups I bred. And I was treated like a dog in Limerick. Maybe you're thinking I am. And don't bother, I'd say, I'll use a puppy pad.
My God almighty, you know. Daniel, it's in this day and age. So, and of course, since you spoke to Ali, then it emerged that poor man, he was found dead in the emergency department and was left so long that rigor mortis had set in.
Jesus, and he was only
62. Was he 62?
He was in his 60s, God help us. And I could have died. And there were two other people with me that length of time as well. One was 80. And the other was 66 or so. And, you know, the first thing you see, even in HSE, in the 24 hours in A&E, in the television, if they don't know what's wrong with you, they'll send you for an MRI scan straight away. You know, and there was nothing. They were taking my pulse and taking my sugars, all right, every so often.
Why are they not listening, Daniel? Because I've spoken to so many politicians about this, and all I'm getting, I mean, even speaking to Mary Lou in the event of her leading a new government, I was talking to her about this, and she said she'd have to put some sort of a clinical review in place before she'd make any decision.
She will.
About reconfiguring, you know. It's,
yeah. But I thought there was no atmosphere down there, and some of the nurses didn't understand me. Because they're from the Philippines and India, and the doctors as
well. So there was a language barrier as well.
Yes, it was. And I thought I was in India the first night in A&E. And they wouldn't look at you unless you're in line for being, and the trolleys were rolling in, and you were like a cattle mart. I pleaded with them to let me go. to another hospital where I'd be privately covered. Oh, you're in the wrong hospital, says a nurse attendant. You, this is a public hospital. You'll have to stay here. We can't transfer you. And then after 2 hours, he came and he didn't even tell me what he was going to do with me. He just put on the pair of special socks on my, up to my knees. He didn't even say what they were for or anything. And, you know, you all always hear about this standard of excellence and all that. And that they're supposed to tell you what they're doing, why they're doing it and what it will do for you. But there was no communication.
And tell me this, Daniel, because I hear this all the time as well. The reason that there was such a lack of communication and the misdiagnosis, is it because they're run off their feet? Did you see them being run off their feet on that occasion?
I saw them 24 hours a day, friend, because I didn't sleep in the corridor. And they were going all the time. Mm. But they weren't running, like. The last night I was transferred to the stroke unit, and that was a bit better. At least I had a bed, bed, but there was a noise and going and running all night. I don't know what
and when you were on the trolley, were you checked every so often? Because this was a problem with the man who died. He was supposed to be checked every half an hour, and it was 10 hours before he got checked, and then unfortunately, you know how that turned out. Were you checked, Daniel?
No, friend, I definitely wasn't checked. And why I tell you that is since the night I went in, they gave me the impression that I was getting a bed. And it was going on and on and on. Now, when any nurse or any doctor or anyone, I always try to catch their eye coming towards me. And if they hadn't anything to do with me, they'd walk past and just maybe nod or ignore you. No, there wasn't.
And you knew yourself that there was something seriously the matter, Daniel. Is that the instinct you had yourself?
Oh, that's the instinct. Never in my whole life had I felt so sick that I wished to die that night. I was vomiting the blood. My head was exploding. I was falling around the place like a drunken, like an animal or a chicken that would be, I mean, a headless chicken. And falling. And didn't get my balance up until...
And they thought you had vertigo or something like that, sir.
Yeah, they did. And even when the professor came back from St. Patrick's weekend, she passed and she stopped for a minute with her team of trainee doctors. And she said, did you ever suffer with any noise in your ear? I said, she didn't keep waiting for me to answer, really. I said, it comes and goes, tinnitus. That's it, she said, that's it. But then she said, before he goes home tomorrow, we better get an MRI scan. And to send the test, discover the two strokes. And I told them since I went in, I think this is a stroke, but they don't listen to the patient.
But surely that's the most basic thing, is that you would listen to the patient. I mean, that's how you discover what the symptoms are.
That has to be dealt with, listening to the patient and communication with the teams that are working. Because I think they ask me so many questions, every new doctor, every new team, that they didn't have my notes or something went wrong, that they didn't fill up and no notes or specially kept me. Because, we didn't know that. We didn't know that. That kind of a thing. And I asked her, they want me to go to Limerick on next Monday and to fit a 24-hour holster. Now I haven't the energy just to walk around the house. And thanks to Templemore Daycare Centre, they're keeping me alive with the food. They're so good down there. But I'm not going down to Limerick on Monday to fit on a 24-hour holster and go down again and bring it back the following day. They had ample opportunity, 8 days down there, to put it on me. And I heard the doctor say
something. And what is that? That's like a monitor, Daniel, is it?
Monitor. It's a monitor, your blood pressure, and monitor your heart.
Okay.
Yeah. And I did hear the doctor say about a 24-hour holster one day. And I asked the nurse afterwards, about an hour or two later. I said, when are you putting on the holster? Wait till I see, she says. She went back to my nose. No, the doctor has nothing down for you. Of a 24-hour holster and to such a waste of time.
I can understand your frustration, but, like, is it not dangerous for you not to go and have this thing?
I admit my GP will arrange something. Will he? I think
okay.
He will, yeah. He will.
But you can't face going back down there, can you?
Friend, you left. I'm from Clare originally, Stornbarne. And when I get back on the road and travel, I'm going to have Idle Limerick. Is that an extreme? I don't even want to drive through Limerick again, to be reminded. Because it was a hellhole. It was an awful event in my life. And I suppose it could be worse, but thank God I'll be coming out of it.
Well, at least you saw some kindness from Tipperary people anyway, Daniel.
Oh,
and Alison sends her love to you as well. And
she's a darling. And Peter Ryan, that travelled all the way. And he's such a nice, jolly fellow.
He's a decent man.
A lovely Good Friday. And came in and sat and had a tea. And he should be in the caring professions.
Yeah. Why wouldn't they be decent to you? Daniel, you look after yourself and we'll keep in touch if that's okay.
Yeah, of course, friend. Okay. Thank you very much and thanks to Tip FM and all, everyone.
All right, thanks,
thank
Daniel.
You.
Look
bye
after
you.
Yourself. Good morning, good. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know. Bye-bye. That's Daniel speaking to us. We'll take a break back with gardening in just a moment.
Join the conversation in Tipperary. Contact us through Facebook, Twitter, or email tiptoday@tipfm.com. Tip Today with Fran Curry.
With Slattery's Garage, puck on. You can't beat experience. With over 50 years maintaining Peugeot cars and vans, we like to call ourselves the experts. Call Slattery's Garage for a free vehicle health check today. 067 24111 or slatterysgarage.ie.
County